Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 7-2. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. Jerry Salenti is our guest, our good friend, director and founder of the Trends Research Institute. Author of Trends 2000, one of my favorite books. It's a book that never goes on a shelf in my office. It stays handy. Quarterly Trends Journal, monthly and daily publications as well online. So check all those out at trendsresearch.com. Gerald, thanks again for being here. Artificial intelligence is something you've been covering recently. It's something that a lot of people are talking about. A lot of people are investing in. Some pretty smart folks are worried about it. Even guys like Elon Musk, the founder of Tesla Motors and other technology companies, he's worried about AI, artificial intelligence. What about you?
Oh yeah, I think people should be worried. I mean, you even see what's going on with Pokemon Go. I mean, people lost in space.
Artificial intelligence, folks, is technology that's capable of learning and then taking action on what it learned. Go ahead.
And not only taking action on what it learns, but look how people are becoming robotized by their handhelds and everything else.
But I don't call that artificial intelligence.
The point that I'm making is that because the people are so connected to technology, artificial intelligence then becomes the dominant force over their lives because they've already given them up.
Well, see, I've said for a long time that 500 years before we have to worry about a robot taking us over, we're going to do it to ourselves based on what we're doing to humanity. Not to humans, but to humanity.
Exactly. So see,
humans will advocate for us. We'll advocate for ourselves. If we're not comfortable, if it doesn't fit, if we don't like the way it looks, if the button doesn't work, we'll advocate for ourselves. We're very fast advocates for ourselves. Humanity is a slow and passive advocate for itself.
And that's what I'm trying to say, is that with the artificial intelligence and people already addicted to this, it takes over the artificial intelligence becomes the real intelligence.
Let me give you an example of what I mean by the humanity effect, Gerald, and I think you'll agree with this. We got a generation of people who can't look in other people in the eye and have a face-to-face, nose-to-nose conversation with any degree of disagreement. That's humanity. That's an impact on humanity.
Again, they've been taken over by the devices, and so you're disconnected. And again, in talking about artificial intelligence, it all ties together. By the way, it's going to continue to expand and grow, and there's going to be great investment opportunities in those.
And the one to watch, if you want to see it happen in front of your very eyes, is called the Internet of Things. What do you think?
Well, explain more.
Well, Internet of Things, your refrigerator tells you that you're on milk. It sends you a text.
Oh, that's already happening. Yeah.
Internet of Things. You got a box that knows where it is.
Yep. No, that's already happening.
Mm-hmm.
But the one, on the opportunities, and this ties into it, is to us is not only the artificial intelligence, but it's the whole world of being in another world and making it happen at home. So you're going to start seeing whole new education systems develop. And for example, the education system we have now was designed by the Germans at the beginning of the Industrial Revolution.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to go into something brand new.
What's that going to do to the establishments, the institutions we already have?
Well, they're outdated. I mean, look at what they produce. If you or I were in the business of producing what the educational system produces, we'd be out of business.
I might be put in jail for malpractice.
Yeah, I mean, and we're not saying that just as cheap lines.
Right.
We don't even win place or show when compared to other nations in our science, history, English, any of the core subjects. So what I'm saying is you're going to start seeing something very different start to happen. And what we tell people in the Trends Journal is start looking in these avenues for investment. and this is going to be one of the big ones. The other one, this whole self-driving car thing and robotization, it's going to continue to accelerate, but not self-driving cars first. You're already seeing it in coal places, coal mines overseas, self-driving trucks, self-driving equipment. And now you're going to see self-driving trucks and self-driving buses before you're going to see self-driving cars because they already know the route. So that's going to start changing the whole
equation.
They don't
have to make any decision. You just program the route in.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. Well said. That's it. Very interesting. Gerald, I got to wrap it up. Good job today. I need the website one more time, please.
TrendsResearch.com, TrendsResearch.com.
Whole lot of stuff there, folks. You'll find plenty of things to get excited about there, and you'll thank me later. We always get smarter when you join us, Gerald. Thanks for being here.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Come back soon. Gerald Celente, ladies and gentlemen. Don't unbuckle yet. Gerald's still here. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you that a ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships were made for.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.